Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. Take up rest still with the Lord all through the night.
And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano shalamarade kabalanianza. Oh, yeah. When I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awakening me from this sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were. Just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder rolls very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fireplace bursting all around? Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
Through my blood,
God, I'm saved.
Take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt. You take away the shame. You take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamara, eda bo shana mara. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say I never want to change? I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life. I give you my all. I give you my everything. I am your daughter. I came boldly. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
name, there is a name that counts the seas and tames the storm. I know a name, I know a name that changes lives and destiny. The wind obeys and demons flee when that name is lifted high. Yeah, follow she demoa and set your liberty and achieve. Yes, to thee, Naya, for so we have come in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven listens to Jesus when we call on Jesus. Hey, say a call on Jesus. And the measure I need, baby, and I see. Yes, to see now.
Hey, public announcement. We have come in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Hey, because heaven listens to
Jesus
when we call on
we
destiny changer. Mutine ayepite, eti yenyo binye pisha.
Mercy brought me through, so the Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of blessing this morning. Wherever you are, raise your voice and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus Christ, we praise you. Jesus, we love you. Yeshua HaMashiach, we give you all honor. We give you all glory. We magnify your name, O God. Oh, let us magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We thank you for salvation, Jesus. We thank you for the finished works on the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for restoring us back to our Father. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, the name above all names. We bless you. We praise you. Our senior brother, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me hear someone say, thank you, Jesus. He wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Oh, if it had not been you, Jesus, where would we be, oh God? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, 2020, so many people left this world. So many, upon many during the pandemic. Oh, God, when the COVID was ravaging homes and hospitals and lives of family, the COVID went all over the world, all over the United States. Everything COVID, COVID, COVID. Lord, we are not better than those people who died. Those children who lost fathers and mothers. Those grandparents who died through the COVID, the doctors, the nurses, we're not better than they are. We could have been in the grave, your grace, because of your mercy. You kept us alive. Why did you keep us alive? You kept us alive to bring glory and honor to your name. You kept us alive to be a testimony. You kept us alive to praise you and give you our best. Oh, yes, many times we were around those who had COVID. We did not even know. Even when they called, even when we shared the same room and the atmosphere, we did not know about Almighty God. You put up shield of protection around us, and we did not get it. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we bless your name. You save us. You redeem us, oh, God. Not to just sit by, but to bring glory and to bring honor to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless you. We bless you, and before that time, you've always been there for us. You always saved us. You've been there for our children. We could have been in accidents, oh God, but you save us, oh God. You redeem us, oh God. So bring glory and honor to your name. You save us to share your love. You save us to bring glory and honor to your name, to bring others to Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world. We are not different than no in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning is a morning of rejoicing. It's a morning of thanksgiving. In fact, every day is a day of rejoicing. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, Father, look at the world you made. And when you made the world, then we were the last that you made. You made us. You made the seas, the clouds, the world, the universe, Lord, the earth. Oh, God, for us to live it. Oh, God, even when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, you still made coats of animal skin to protect Adam and Eve. Lord, you've always been there. You restore us. Lord, when Cain killed Abel, Lord, and Eve and Adam and Eve thought it was over, but you still blessed them again with a son, Seth, your prophetic promise. Oh, God, you are a great God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are awesome God. You are a great God. If it had not been you on our side, where would we be? Lord, I'm so ever grateful to you. I'm grateful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Grateful for your goodness, your grace, your love. Grateful, oh God. Grateful, oh God. I'm grateful to you. I should not have seen my three children grow up. I could have been dead. I could have been dead January 2nd, 1987. But Lord, when the enemy thought I was dead, you snatched life from his hand. My life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and you restore me. You built me up, oh God. So watch these children grow up. You watch me, oh God, to bring glory and honor to your name, because you had an assignment. You had ordained me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. And you had an anointing all my life, oh God, so the enemy could not kill you. The anointing, oh God, to bring glory and honor to your name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for this life that you give me. I am praising you from my heart. Wherever you are, you praise God, for you know what he's done for you. I'm praising him for what he's done for me. He rescued me from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. But my mom and her children could have died in that fire. You brought us out of the fire, oh God. Lord, what can I say but thank you? Jesus, I remember very clearly when I was 9 years old, when you came in my room. I remember so well, and you woke me up and you said, get your sister, get out of this room, leave this room. And right after we left, the fire started. Took my mom and her four children out of that house. You, oh God, breaking the window, smashing the window, jumping out. That house burnt to the ground. Even though it was raining, you saved us. What can I say but thank you, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I have so much to thank you for. If I start thanking you and say all the things you've done, it will not be enough. The time will not be enough. It will take a lifetime to say all that you've done for me, oh God. I'm so grateful you've never, ever let me down, oh God. Oh God, I'm grateful. I am grateful, oh God. You have always been there for me. You've been there for my children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even through the trials and tribulations, you brought my son home. I said, thank you, Lord, in the right frame of mind. Thank you, Lord, that I could see his 40th birthday. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I can see my grandchildren, my oldest 21 years old. Thank you, God, for every one of my grandchildren. Lord, I bless your name. I thank you, Lord, when the enemy tried to disgrace me and people were talking about me, oh God, when I made an error and married that guy and so much gossip and lies and manipulation. Lord, you pulled me up of that lie, that all those things that people were saying, even the people on the prayer line, oh God. Spreading lies, rumors, gossip, whatever it is. Lord, you lifted me up in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for lifting me up of the merry clay. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. No shame, no disgrace, oh God. You took me through the fire and you were right there with me. You said you would go through the fire, but I'll be with you, Lord, and you were right there with me. You did not have me stop. You told me, square your shoulders and lift your heads up. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, oh, God, for a good husband, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, and I bless your name, oh, God. Father God, I give you glory. Thank you for my parents, even though they are not here. Thank you for the impartation, the what they brought me, the training. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my late grandmother bringing us to Christ, teaching us about the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, memorizing the Bible verses, prayer meetings. Thank you, Jesus, for my late grandmother, Marco. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for sustaining me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for my siblings. I thank you for my nieces and my nephews, oh God. Lord, I thank you. I bless your name. Thank you for friends. Hallelujah. Thank you for even those that betrayed me. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've done, oh God, the refining fires. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm taking me from glory to glory. Lord, my strength is made perfect. Your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Thank you, oh God, for Apostle Dio and his wife, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for Apostle Mary and her husband. Thank you for Pastor Ray. Thank you for my spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. Thank you, Jesus, for my covenant sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Apostle DeMonte. Thank you for his wife, Jessica. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, and I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If there was not a Judas, there will not be a resurrection. So, Father God, we thank you for every Judas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. And I bless your name. We'll live by your grace. We'll live by your grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry, your ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the intercessors, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers, oh God, and their families in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you. Oh God, for your sons and your daughters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for even those that are not here. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. There is a learning experience. We bless your name. We give you glory. I cannot thank you enough for what you've done for me. I cannot thank you enough. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Wash us, O God, and cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We repent for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning under the sound of my voice. Have mercy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh, God, release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere that we're in right now. Release the blood of Jesus over our children and grandchildren. Release the blood of Jesus over everything that concerns our lives. We cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our homes in the blood of Jesus, our jobs in the blood of Jesus, our cars, whatever we have, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus, our cars, our destinies in the blood of Jesus. Let healing come to our bodies through the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, each and every one of us under the sound of our voice, those that are connected to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels this morning to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to guide us and protect us, oh God, and do your biddings to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father God, so do your biddings in our lives. Father God, we pray this morning for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from last night, but a fresh oil. Let the anointing flow, O God. Empower us for this day, O God. Anoint us for this minute, for this hour, for this second, for this day, O God. Give us your, Father God, release. Release, O God, your anointing upon each and every one of us, O God. Our divine assignment, O God, in the name of Jesus. To do your perfect will, O God. The anointing to bring witnesses to Christ Jesus. The anointing, O God, to bring glory and honor to your name. The anointing to teach, O God. The anointing, O God. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Lord, you have anointed us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to heal, deliver, set free, using us as vessels to bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for the wilderness experience. Thank you, Lord, for the valley experience. Thank you, Lord, even in our wilderness, you are with us. Valleys, you are with us. Oh, thank you. You said, Lord, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. We are grateful for all that you are doing in our lives and all that you will do. We thank you and we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for canceling every plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we walk under the blessings of Almighty God, his covenant blessings. Thank you. We thank you for unity and oneness in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, most importantly, for salvation. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Almighty God, we give you glory. And we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. But Almighty God, it's our, there is a name I love to hear. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Father, breathe, breathe in us. Breathe upon us. Breathe around us. Breath of God, breathe in us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives. Father, we surrender to you. You're God. And there's no one greater than you. So we say thank you. And we bless your name. If I ask you, or do you love Jesus? Everyone would say, yes, I love Jesus. Believe everyone will say, yes, I love Jesus. Father, I thank you for the sacrifice that you paid on the cross just for us. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us the love, teaching us how to be kind to one another, O God. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we bless you, we worship you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning that's here with us this morning. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bible. I'm just going to keep you for about 5 or 10 minutes if you can bear with me a little bit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak to you about the woman with the alabaster box. It's in the scripture of, it's in Mark, it's in Luke, and it's in John. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read from the one that's in John, John 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany. 6 days before his death, came to Bethany. With 6 days, because he was the Passover lamb. He came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. If you look start in the book of John, you will see when Lazarus was raised from the dead, I think John 11. There they made him a supper. And Martha served you. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Hallelujah. So we see Martha again, and we see Lazarus. These are siblings, brother and sister. And we see Mary, the other sister, Mary. Lazarus, that is the sister who always sat at the feet of Jesus. She took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, of course, Judas, Iscariot's son, wished to betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had to beg and bear what was put therein. Then Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of bearing has she kept this. But the poor always ye have with you. Me, ye have not always. Much of the Jews therefore knew that he was dead. They came not for Jesus' sake, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Hallelujah. You see again the brother Lazarus and the two sisters, Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. When you look, you know Mary always sat at Jesus' feet and Martha was always busy. Hallelujah. But this time, Martha, busyness was a different kind of business. This time, Martha had a revelation of who Jesus was, the Messiah. She saw the miracle of her brother being raised from the dead. Hallelujah. So this time, it was not just fixing food and cleaning up your house for a visitor. This time she understood who the visitor was. You know, you can clean your house and fix this and do this for a visitor that you might not even know. But when you know who this visitor is, that visitor and all had a special relationship. That visitor, Jesus, she understood his mission, understood who he was, and even though she accommodated him many times, but this time that serving was a different kind of service that she gave Jesus. Served him with so much gratefulness and gratitude in her heart, knowing that he is the Messiah. And then he goes, Lazarus is there. This is Lazarus who is sick. He's at the table sitting there with Jesus. Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus loved Lazarus. This was after he raised Lazarus. This is right before his death, 6 days before the Passover, 6 days before he went to Bethany. You see, that relationship, this is what God is looking for, relationship, intimacy, hallelujah. You got to grow in the things of God. You cannot be in on one level all the time. You got to get to know him more and more. There are many homes in Bethany that could have accompanied, that they could have invited Jesus. But this family invited Jesus even before Lazarus was raised, and they gave him their hospitality. He could have chosen to go to many homes. He could have chosen to go to your home. When he comes to your home, do you give him the hospitality? Do you give him your best? Have you passed him by anyway? He will not even know. Do you give Jesus your best? Do you give Jesus your best? Are you willing to go beyond and above? Are you willing to make a sacrifice to show Jesus that you don't have to do it? But when you love someone, you show them, I love you, Jesus. Are you willing to follow him all the way to the end, regardless of the storms of life? Are you willing? Whether you have or you don't have, are you willing to follow him? Ask yourself, how far would you go? How willing are you? Or do you just sing this song, oh, how I love Jesus? When we love him, we are willing to follow him to the end. When we love him, we are obedient to him. When we love him, we don't need to have other people tell us what to do and how to do it. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit, we depend on the Holy Spirit. We don't look at status quo when we love him. Do you love him? Are you willing to go the extra mile? Are you willing to set? You're just looking at him for Santa Claus gave me this. Heal my foot, oh, Jesus. Heal my arm. Heal my hair. Jesus, I need you to help me pay my rent. Jesus, I need you to buy me food. Does it look like a Santa Claus? Or do you have an intimate relationship? Because if you see in this story, Mary, you see she took that sparkler. It took 1 year. People tell us about that alabaster, that oil. It takes 1 year. They said it's 1 year wages. 1 year wages. She could have took it and sold it. But she took that and she placed it on Jesus' hair, wash, and the feet that tell her she used it till the whole house was smelling with that spikenard. Let someone smell the glory of God upon your life. Are you willing to make that sacrifice, to bring that spikenard, to put your head down and give Jesus your all? Yes, many people will say yes. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how much we love Jesus. Money and this, but the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If someone comes to you right now and say something is happening, you will run to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me. But are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice to be obedient? Are you willing to go above and beyond? Are you willing to give Jesus your best? A question came to me, and I'm going to close with this question. It has come to me several times. It came to me again. Someone asked me about the services that we have in Maryland. And I asked them, so why do you do A, B, C, D? And I know there's someone, people on the prayer line even saying that or asking that. And someone said, why you don't do this in a home, or why you don't do it? Yeah, there's a time you can do things in a home. I'm not knocking that. There's times you can do things. But when I do things for God, when I do things for Jesus Christ, I do it in the spirit of excellence. I give him my best. And he knows the heart, my heart. I don't do things halfway for Jesus. If my daughter was getting married, would I do things flippantly? Wouldn't I give my best for our daughter to have the beautiful wedding? Well, if I can take money and give my daughter the most beautiful wedding, the most beautiful dress, or different things, or my son, and do that, then what about Jesus Christ? Why would I give him less? Less. And the life I breathe, the life I live is for him. The breath I breathe is for him. Why would I do that? You give Jesus your best. Not the worst. You when people go to church, or people you when you go in the presence of the Lord, you see people when they're going to a celebration and they're going to a wedding, you will spend $500, $1,000 to pay a ticket to go. But you go, you do everything that you see, we only do what we rarely have choices. We do what we want to do. We can complain all day we broke, but when it comes to our sons and our daughters that we born, we will never be broke for them. We will not be broke. No. We will not be broke for them and beyond. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, we want to give him scraps off our tables. And then we want to influence others to give Jesus scraps. That's what we do. That's what we do. And then we make excuses. We make excuses for Jesus. We make, oh, I'm not gonna do this. We make excuses. But you see, you're making excuses, you make it to me, you make it to others, but let me tell you the truth. Jesus knows exactly what's going on. What you knows it. He knows what you're doing. He knows your thoughts. He knows your mind. So who are you lying to? I can't do nothing to you. I cannot do nothing to you. You might tell me something, but you got there. Jesus knows exactly what you're doing. He knows exactly what you're doing. So nobody asks that question. Don't ask. You never ask a question about that. I will always give until I leave this world. Yeah, this service is being recorded. Until I leave this world with my last breath, I will give Jesus this. Our Father, Lord, I thank you for this word. And Lord, I bless you for all those that are here that give Jesus their best. They give Jesus their heart. They are obedient. They're not lying. They're not manipulating. They're giving Jesus their best, their time. They're giving Jesus their best, their best. They're not giving his scraps off the table, but they're giving him their best. Lord, bless them in a special way. Those who sacrifice, those who put Jesus above their husbands, those who put Jesus above their wives, those who put Jesus above their mothers and their fathers, those who put Jesus above their children and their grandchildren, those who put Jesus first, oh God, you know who they are. Bless them, oh God, you know their hearts, you know their minds. Bless them exceedingly, abundantly above all that you they can think or ask them. Surprise them, bless them ridiculously, oh God. Let them never lack, oh God. Bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Ananias and Sapphira lied. Their bodies were taken out. We do not want to be like Ananias and Sapphira lying, making news up. We want to speak the truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So, Lord, we thank you. And I ask you to just bless each and every one. Lord, that puts Jesus Christ first in their lives. And Father God, I pray that those who don't put him first, they will get a revelation of who he is. They will know that this breath that they breathe is from Jesus. It's not their breath. It is all because of you, Jesus, that we are alive. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. We're doing our fasting today, and I will send you the scriptures. Please put him first. Put him first. Don't play around with Jesus. Put him first. When you put Jesus first, doors are open all over for you. Put him first. Don't say, Apostle, I put him first. No. You see, you don't have to tell me nothing. You talk to Jesus. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I'm only a vessel being used by Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Remember, we're fasting. I will text you the scripture, and I'll be back on at 3 p.m. God bless you.